gave me drink. And the disciples were saying, well, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or naked or in prison and come to you in that? And Jesus' words to the disciple, as you did it to the least of these, who are my brothers and sisters, you've done it to me. May that continue to be a reflection of who we desire to be as a church. And we would continue to expand our reach in partnerships that we might create in our community. And that we might know that there is always more that we can do, many ways that we can grow, many ways that we are challenged, many ways that the problems of our world are crashing up onto us and calling for us now with new resolve, that we might go forth to serve in such a profound and powerful way in partnerships with other organizations like ACRS and know that we have the power to change this world. Let's join together in a word of prayer, and let's offer a prayer of blessing as well for ACRS and their anniversary. Loving God, we're so grateful and thankful this day for the sharing that has come to us as ACRS celebrates 45 years of important work in this community. We're so thankful, oh God, for all of those folks with vision who established ACRS, knowing that it was so very necessary, that the needs, they were hiding in the shadows. And yet, oh God, there were those who knew that this work was so very needed in our community to enable our communities to flourish. We know, oh God, that in this sanctuary, there are folks who are second and third and fourth and fifth generation and realize that it was our parents and grandparents and their experiences that remind us now of what immigrant communities, what the Asian Pacific Islander communities, all of our communities are going through as they are facing great challenges in this time. And so the work of ACRS over these 45 years has been so very profound and important, and it continues to be just that as well now into the future. We thank you, O God, for the work of Diane Narasaki and all of the ways that her vision has helped ACRS to flourish and to meet just growing needs that are in our community. And we would pray, O God, through the transition that you would continue to bless and be with ACRS as that comes under new leadership, but with continued articulation of a profound vision, we know, O God, that they will continue to serve in a way that will truly be life transforming. We thank you, O God, for this time. We thank you for the work of ACRS, and we celebrate the retirement of Diane Narasaki, and so grateful for the gift that she has been to this community, to our nation, and to this world. We pray these things, O God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.